Ladies and gentlemen, National Farm Safety Week, as proclaimed by President Truman, is being observed this year from July 20th to July 26th. The National Safety Council, therefore, invites you to join Lum and Abner for a transcribed visit to the Jot 'em Down store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
That's our ring. Just a minute, Abner. I better answer it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get on off this ladder first, Lum. It'll slip out from under me if you let go of it.
No, it won't. I don't think.
Well, I ain't gonna take no chances. I'm getting down from here.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, you wouldn't even get up on the ladder in the first place. Now, don't let go of it, Lum.
I ain't. And as long as you're getting down, you might as well answer the phone yourself.
All right. You can be putting up the poster while I'm doing this.
I'll just wait.
Hello, Jot 'em Down store. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, it's her.
No, I ain't awful busy. Just putting up a poster telling all about the National Farm Safety Week. Come from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You did? Oh, that's a shame. How did it happen? Well, Elizabeth, I've told you to watch that with that young span of mule. Yeah, sure, I'll bring some home this noon. All right, honey. You just take it easy now. You can sit down to chop your wood. All right. Goodbye.
What happened?
Oh, Elizabeth hurt herself again. Cut her ankle on that hand plow I give her for her birthday.
How'd she do that?
Why, she got to going too fast through that new ground there and got ahead of the plow. Don't know how many times I warned her about taking them long steps.
Well, that's a shame. She hurt herself bad?
Yeah, she said that she cut her ankle a pretty good in there. She wants me to be sure and bring her home a jar of paste. Don't let me forget that neither, Lum.
Jar of paste?
Yeah.
She don't aim to paste her foot back to her ankle, does she?
Huh?
That ain't gonna do her ankle no good. That's plumb silly.
Well, she don't want it for her ankle. Doc Miller's been out there and bandages that up for her. She wants to paste some new recipes in her cookbook. She always does that when she gets laid up that way. I don't know why she can't read after she puts them in there. She's just a pinch cook anyway, but she loves to look at the picture and then try to make stuff that looks like it. No telling what you get over there.
Well, you generally get cold, coon, and collards, don't you?
Well, we do in season, yeah, but we can't eat that all year round, you know.
Well, come on, we got to get this poster put up.
Sometime we'll just have collards. Yeah.
Sometimes if we'd have had this up before, she might not have had that accident.
Well, I don't see how that would have did any good. She's got to do the plowing, Lum, whether we put the poster up or not. We got to
eat.
Well,
I know that, but the idea is if we can get folks to thinking about this, trying to be more careful, why, there won't be so many accidents. Do you know that on farms there's an average of 2 people killed every hour and 205 injured?
There is?
Yes, sir.
Well, I do know.
The National Safety Council has figures to prove it.
Well, I doggone it, I'm glad I'm a city feller then.
Yeah, but your woman's a farmer, don't forget that.
Well, yes.
And look at all the accidents she's always having.
Yeah, bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Hitting herself with a chopping axe? No,
yeah.
Not at all.
Dad blame. It's my fault, you might say.
Your fault?
Yeah, I'm just too good to her. Keep buying her all them nice little pretties that away. That newfangled plow, shiny, sharp axe. Guess I ought to read that farm safety poster myself. Even if I am a city feller, I can read it.
Yeah, well, what you better do is help me get this poster up on Farm Safety Week will be over.
Yeah, let's get that.
Come on, take the hammer and get back up on the ladder again.
Well, why don't you get up there this time, Mom?
No, you're littler and the ladder's pretty heavy. Easier for me to hold it. I'm just thinking about you, Zolt. You know that, of course. Hurry up, Ed.
Yeah, all right. You sure now this is the best place to put this poster, Lum?
Yeah, I figure if we put it right up over the door that-a-way, it'll be the last thing a body sees when he goes out of the store, and he'll think about it all the way home.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I reckon.
You don't get to studying about it too hard and stumble on something.
Yeah, hold it steady now, Lum.
I'm holding it.
Yeah, see now, where do you want it now? About right here?
Yeah, that's good.
Right here.
No, you've got it a little crooked there. Better move it up on the right-hand side some.
Oh.
On the right-hand side, I said.
Oh, I see.
No, that's too much.
Hey, watch it,
hey,
watch it.
Wait a minute, Cedric. Hey. Cedric, got a ladder up here and you can't get in.
Well, I want to come in. It's important.
Well, just a minute then. Hold the door, Cedric. Come on down, Abner.
All right. Why can't he come back?
Well, he says it's important. Don't step on my fingers.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. Help me tip the ladder back this way.
Come on now.
All right, Cedric, you can come in now.
Yes, Mom.
Now, what was it you wanted, Cedric?
Mom?
What is it you wanted that's so important?
Oh, I just want to know what you fellas are doing.
Huh?
I seen you had a ladder up there, and I wondered what in the heck you was doing.
Is that all you wanted? I don't get Cedric all the
time. Admiral Watcher, be more careful with that hammer. Don't forget, this is safety week.
Well, it ain't going to be for Cedric if he keeps on doing things like that.
Well, just calm yourself down. We don't want to have no accidents today, of all days.
Well, can I ask you just one question?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you sure you won't get mad at me now?
I told you to go ahead.
Well,
go on, ask your question.
Yes, Ma. What are you fellas doing?
What are we doing?
Abner, I told you to take it easy with that hammer. I'll tell you what we're doing, Cedric. We're joining up in a campaign to cut down farm accidents. The National Safety Council says there's a way under too many deaths and injuries on our farms. And a lot of them could be prevented if folks would just stop and think a little bit and learn more about the machinery they're using. Keep youngins away from machinery and all that.
Now, do you know, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Good. All right, Mom. Grab hold of the ladder and I'll get up there and nail up this poster then.
Yeah, all right.
Putting up a poster, huh?
Yeah.
What's it for?
Why, just what we've been telling you about.
Hey, Lum, don't shake the ladder.
Yeah, I can read the sign now. That's what it's about, all right. Well, long as I know, I guess I better be going. So long.
Hey, Cedric, look out. Don't open
Wait, Cedric, you'll knock the ladder over.
Well, I've got to get to school. I'm late now.
Well, you can just wait a minute, Cedric.
No, I can't. Just recollected this. A minute lost can't never be regained. If I don't get there on time today, I have to stay after school and write that on the blackboard 500 times.
Well, just a minute then. Come on down, Abner.
Oh, for the land's sakes.
Abner, I wish you'd stop stepping on my finger.
Well, I'm sorrowful.
Look at my knuckles.
Yeah.
My hands swole up to where it looks like I'm holding a bunch of bananas. Help me tip the ladder back.
Yeah.
Can you get the door open now, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom. I'll tell all my little chums about being careful around farm machineries. So long.
So long.
All right, Abner, back up the ladder.
Doggy, you need a mountain goat for this job, Long.
Here, don't forget the hammer.
Uh-oh, hand it up to me.
Now, try to get it up without so much confusion.
Well, it ain't my fault. Now, how's this? That's about where you want the poster?
Yeah, that's just exactly right. Nail it tight.
Hey, watch out.
Wait, just a minute, Ben. Wait, Ben, don't open the door.
What?
Abner, you better come down. He ain't never going to hear us. Just a second, Ben.
Dad,
out, Abner. Watch what you're stepping on there.
Oh, excuse me.
Help me tilt the ladder back.
All right,
Ben, come on in.
For goodness, what's going on in here anyway?
Oh, we're putting up a poster from the United States Government Department of Agriculture.
Oh, that's nice.
This is National Farm Safety Week.
Oh, yes, I know all about that.
I'd have made it a month.
The idea is to help farm families recognize the hazards that menace their lives at home and at work and tell them how they can eliminate as many of them hazards as possible.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And furthermore, Lum, it's designed...
Well, you don't need to tell us about it, Ben. See, we're helping out with the campaign.
Oh?
Fact is, we got a letter direct from the United States Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Clinton P. Anderson.
Who?
Clinton P. Anderson.
Oh, yes, nice fellow.
All right, Abner, back up the ladder.
No, good Lum, I believe I'm just too tired to climb up that ladder one more time.
Well, here. I'll get up there, then. Hand me the hammer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hold the ladder.
Yeah, I got it. Say, why don't you nail the poster right up over the door there? That's what we're... Oh, Lum, watch where you're stepping.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe
that'll give you a rough idea what I've been going through.
Oh. And so up there, looks like it's breathing. Look at it go up and down that way. Dog is.
Yeah, I ought to got up here and did this myself in the first place. Saved all this monkeying around. Only way to get a thing did right is to do it yourself.
Hold it, Grandpap.
You can't come in now, Grandpap.
Who says I can't come
Grandpap,
in?
Grandpap, cut that out now. Get
don't
away from
let him
from
do
it.
That. Hold the ladder. Yeah, help.
Oh, my goodness. Are you hurt, Lum?
What in the tarnation's going on in here, anyhow?
Lum, we all right?
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, my head.
They better get him a dipper of water.
What's Lum doing down there on the floor?
You knocked him down there when you shoved open that door. He was up there on top of that ladder.
Well, what was he doing up on a pigeon-toed ladder?
He was nailing up a poster telling folks how to avoid having accidents. This is National Farm Safety Week.
Thank you, Lum and Abner, for a very entertaining treatment of a very serious question. Friends, you probably don't realize it, but while you were listening to Lum and Abner's transcribed troubles in putting up a Farm Safety Week poster, more than 50 farm residents were injured in accidents. Before the day is over, nearly 5,000 other farm residents will have been injured and 52 will have died as a result of accidents. National Safety Council estimates show that 1 out of every 10 farmers will suffer a disabling injury either on or off the job in 1947 unless extra precautions are taken. 1 out of every 350 farm families will suffer the pain and sorrow which accompany accidental deaths in 1947 unless extra precautions are taken. 4 farm buildings will be destroyed by fire every hour during 1947 unless extra precautions are taken. These are some of the reasons why President Truman has issued a proclamation calling upon farm people everywhere to set aside a specific time during National Farm Safety Week for family discussions of methods for the prevention of accidents. Farm safety is particularly a family affair because, unlike the urban dweller, the family is closely associated with the actual operations of farming. And since this is true, every member of the family needs to know 3 things. 1, what hazards menace their lives at home, at work, and on the highway? 2, what each member of the family can do to eliminate as many of these hazards as possible? 3, that carelessness on the part of the family perils the lives and happiness of all. So friends, let's all do everything we can to prevent accidents. Let's drive safely, work safely, and make our homes as safe as they can be. Let's take extra precautions instead of taking chances. Let's make farm safety a family affair, and thus help end the kind of accidents that injure nearly 2 million farm residents each year. The kind of accidents that send 16,000 to 18,000 farm residents to the cemetery each year. As President Truman says, caution and intelligent effort on the part of every farm family in the land will lessen the suffering and economic loss caused by accidents. Start making that effort during National Farm Safety Week. You'll never regret it.